You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on WCHL. Today, we will be discussing male family caregivers with the president of Homewatch Caregivers International, Leanne Reynolds. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Nicole.
Well, I'm really excited about this topic, Leanne. I really feel very strongly that male caregiving, even before I read your statistics, has become an increasingly larger presence in our communities throughout the country. And, you know, just myself alone, running support groups for the past 14 years, I've seen an increase in the numbers of men attending support groups trying to get support for their caregiving role that they're providing for their family caregiver, for their family members. So I just really appreciate the fact that you have put such an emphasis on this area of caregiving. So thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You brought with you some of the top 10 things that people have that people need to know about caregiving that they probably shouldn't. And the first one I wanted to highlight is that the number of male family caregivers, such as husbands, sons, and grandsons, is growing rapidly. Today, up to 45% of caregivers are men. Wow.
I know. I think it's really interesting, Nicole. You know, certainly that we kind of recognize this might be an underserved or kind of unrecognized market.
Mm-hmm.
But as you yourself can probably attest to, and myself, you know, the number of husbands, sons, grandsons that are calling us to help provide care for their loved ones, we have noticed a significant increase in the last couple of years. And for us, it's really important that we address this community. We recognize the outstanding contributions they make to their families, and we also want to provide them with some tools and resources to help them.
So do you find that these 45% of men, are they recognizing themselves as the primary caregiver or playing a part in caregiving in some way?
You know, they're mainly playing a part in caregiving.
Okay.
What we know, you know, what we see, you know, I can tell you when husbands or sons call me, it's primarily the sons that call us for care.
Okay.
They might be involved with the care of their loved ones. So, for example, a gentleman out of California, he is heavily involved with his mother's care, but more so from helping her take care of her finances, helping make sure her house is in order. But when it came to kind of the more personal care activities, things such as kind of helping get dressed or helping bathe her,
mm-hmm.
He definitely recognized, at that point in time, he wanted to reach out and hire a company such as ourselves, Homewatch Caregivers, to come in and help assist with his mother.
Okay. Another important one that you brought up was that male family caregivers often report they feel unprepared for active a caregiving role more than women do. I think that's very interesting. You know, I recently had a third child, and this is going to be the very first time currently my husband is caring for her. And I joked around and I said, I've been telling people, well, for a few weeks before he stayed home with our daughter, I had to put him through daddy boot camp. And I was joking with a guest earlier today about that. And he actually said, oh, you sent him to the daddy boot camp at the local college? And I thought, oh, wow, there really is one. So apparently. definitely, especially for, I think maybe perhaps in my generation, men will be more prepared to be caregivers as roles are sort of reversing in many ways. But I think the gentlemen that are facing caregiving today may not be as prepared. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are certainly seeing, you know, kind of a changing in the social demographic factors. You know, you do absolutely see more men kind of participating in the caregiving process, you know, walking around with the baby Bjorns and such.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think when it comes to caring for their parents, you know, or their loved ones, you know, they might be a little bit less prepared.
Right.
Because oftentimes maybe they don't reach out as much,
mm-hmm.
To their friends and families, or even are aware of, you know, some of the support groups, something that you alluded to earlier. So for us, you know, that's why we really wanted to create this online forum specifically targeted for male family caregivers called the Male Caregiver Community. So a place for them to go out and get, you know, kind of information and education and some resources from other men who might be facing similar situations.
And that brings me to the last of the top 10 that I wanted to touch on with you, was that male family caregivers are more likely to use the internet as a caregiving resource than women. So that must have been the inspiration for creating this forum, I would suspect.
Yeah, we heard that. You know, we actually got that information from the National Alliance for Caregiving and AARP. They did a study back in 2009. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they will go to the internet and kind of, you know, seek out advice and assistance. Mm-hmm. If it's okay, I'd like to tell you, you know, one story we saw, or, you know, kind of a very active online forum discussion.
That would be great.
On our male caregiver community was all about men discussing how do they approach their bosses at work about the fact that they might need to take some time off or they're facing a difficult situation with their parents. And it was just an interesting discussion because I think sometimes as women, you know, we're much more able to kind of have those conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for them, they wanted kind of advice and assistance on how do you approach your management staff and let them know that you have a family situation that requires your attention. So very interesting.
Definitely. So tell me a little bit more about Homewatch Caregivers.
Well, Homewatch Caregivers, we're an international full-service home care company. So we have a network of locations, primarily in the United States, but we're also in Canada and Latin America. But our company is really designed to provide quality in-home care services. So what we do is we bring caregivers into the home to provide a full range of services, whether it be companionship services all the way up to some nursing services, and really try to help loved ones stay in their homes safely and securely.
Well, with that, we are going to take a short break. I'm here today with Leanne Reynolds, president of Homewatch Caregivers International, talking about the role of male family caregiving, and we will be right back.
Need your local culture fix? The lifestyle section of chapelboro.com is the only place to go for food and dining, restaurant views, health tips, fashion, and local culture commentary. Want to know what the best shows and venues to attend? Lifestyle has show listings for Deepak, Cat's Cradle, and the Art Center, and many more. And be sure to check back after the show for reviews and commentary. There's even information on local neighborhoods and schools. Keep yourself in style with Chapelboro's Lifestyle.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Homewatch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Leanne Reynolds, president of Homewatch Caregivers International on WCHL, talking about the male caregiving community, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Well, Leanne, right before we took the break, we were talking a little bit about all the services that Homewatch Caregivers provides. But what I thought about while we were on break was, how exactly does this portal that you've created fit into the mission of your company?
Well, Homewatch Caregivers really stands for information and education. We believe strongly in in-home education, so we have a very robust training program for all of our caregivers through our Homewatch Caregivers University.
Okay.
But we also believe in bringing information and education about home care to the community at large. So our male caregiver community is really designed to bring information and education by all sorts of people to a market that we feel like is a little bit maybe unrecognized and underserved.
Mm-hmm.
So, it fantastically fits with our mission, is that we do believe it's part of our mission to be an information and education company. So what better way to do that than through our male caregiver community?
That's wonderful. So we all know about the book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, but what makes the male family caregiver different?
Well, you know, men sometimes kind of approach caregiving a little bit differently, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I saw this when I actually worked with a lot of sons, you know, but they might be a little bit more direct in their communication when
mm-hmm.
they're working, like, for example, with an agency. They might want to be more involved from, like, sort of a case manager perspective. They want to be able to kind of coordinate the care and direct the resources, but maybe they're not necessarily as involved, as I alluded to earlier, with actually physically caring for their loved one. Sometimes men may be not necessarily aware of like community resources and government assistance mm-hmm. that can help pay for in-home care services. So I think, you know, the way we approach in working with our male family caregivers is that, you know, we want to be a resource to them and help guide and direct them in the caregiving process.
And that difference from women, how? How would you describe how a woman approaches caregiving?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, you know, so if I can just give you an example,
sure.
you know, some of the adult daughters that I would work with, you know, they were very interested in who the caregiver was. They wanted to interview the caregiver that was going in to care for their loved one. They wanted to make sure that that person or individual really connected with their loved one mm-hmm. versus I can think of a gentleman who actually came in and interviewed us as agencies
right.
and how were we going to communicate with him? He really wanted to have that direct connection with us as the management staff. Like, you know, how are we going to be responsible and responsive to his needs mm-hmm. in caring for his father? But it was just kind of a different approach, you know. He trusted that we were going to bring in the right individuals to care for his father,
mm-hmm.
but wanted to make sure from an agency perspective we were very responsive to his needs.
That was
the son.
That's a great example of explaining the differences. Thank you so much. I think that helps a lot. So what other aspects are involved with approaching this movement, would you say?
Well, you know, there's a couple things. You know, certainly for us, you know, we are a network of locations. And for us, it's also important to educate our franchise owners
mm-hmm.
about how, you know, they potentially need to address the male family caregiver. You know, when they're talking to them, you know, providing them the appropriate resources, making sure you direct them to, you know, the website or some of our guidebooks. How you position yourself as a trusted partner in the care team.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to information and education to the community through the forum and having other, you know, male family caregivers really respond and answer questions, we want to make sure as a company we're also educating and training our franchise owners on how to approach the male family caregiver.
So would you say that there's a difference between how husbands provide care versus sons and grandsons?
You know, there is, because certainly husbands can be a little bit more intimately involved.
Yeah.
They're more likely to provide that hands-on personal care,
mm-hmm.
potentially, than, you know, kind of the non-spousal caregivers.
Sure.
Certainly, too, it's, you know, they're much more highly invested in the caregiving role,
mm-hmm.
because the caregiving role can be an extension of you know, of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think in those cases, we really want to make sure that the husbands feel like we can really take care of their loved one, and we want to give them a break
mm-hmm.
so they can reapproach caregiving, you know, sort of with a renewed focus and energy. So we oftentimes provide respite care in those kind of situations.
There was a gentleman that I worked with years and years ago, and he was just the sweetest man. They were married for probably about 65 years, and he came in to a place that I was working with, and he just said, you know, my relationship with my wife has changed so much. He said, we always made it a point to shower together at least once a week, and, you know, and that's just sort of what we did. And he said, now, he said, I go in the shower, and I have to shower her. And you could just see that how his heart was breaking, and, you know, obviously bringing in some services was something that was a great thing to do, because he was able to then enjoy his wife as who she was versus having to provide that direct personal care. But he was willing to do it, and he did it every day faithfully. You know, obviously he had to shower her in between, but he really appreciated on certain days just to be able to be with her as a husband versus as a caregiver.
Exactly. I mean, if you think about the whole concept of kind of trying to help restore the relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, creating those moments, like you said, for them to be husband and wife and enjoy an activity,
mm-hmm.
you know, based on, you know, something that they used to do together versus actually providing the care, being their caregiver. We certainly see a lot of this with our Alzheimer's and dementia clients. We have a fantastic program, Pathways to Memory, where we're really trying to help the caregivers as well as family members get back engaged with their loved ones from a social history perspective. You know, what did they do before their disease, and getting involved them in the, you know, in the care process. So
on the portal
itself, pretty incredible.
Oh, it is. It is. On the portal itself, what are some of the primary topics of discussion that we're seeing?
You know, as I mentioned earlier, there's been a very interesting topic on how do I approach, you know, my boss or my other coworkers about when I'm, you know, facing challenges with caring for an elderly parent or loved one. And I think that's been a very interesting conversation. There's been lots of discussion on, like, where do I go for resources and assistance? You know, what kind of programs are out there to make home care affordable? You know, so oftentimes you can look for, you know, aid in attendance, or there's other types of programs that might be available through Volunteers of America. So interesting discussions in that regard. You know, some are just conversations where, you know, I feel like I'm losing my wife, and how do I re-engage with her? How do I, you know, reapproach this as in a positive way? It's pretty incredible.
Thank you so much for joining us. We need to take a break, and we will be right back discussing the male caregiving community that Homewatch Caregivers International provides us in our community here as well. We'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Homewatch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Leanne Reynolds, president of Homewatch Caregivers International, talking about the role of males in caregiving on WCHL, and I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Leanne, in the last few minutes that we have here, I was just curious to know, have you noticed that there's been a financial impact to men in caregiving? I know that there is a huge impact in women in caregiving from a workforce perspective, but I was just curious to know if there's been any research studies done that focus on men in caregiving.
There's been a couple, actually. You know, the National Alliance for Caregiving and AARP did a study back in 2009, and they found that actually male family caregivers, about 82% of them, still retain their full-time jobs as compared with women to about 69%. So, you know, what that tells us is that men are continuing to be employed while they're assuming a full-time caregiving role. But there is, you know, an impact for men. You know, there is lost wages due to leaving the labor force early because of caregiving responsibility. And, you know, they estimate that, you know, about $89,000 is, you know, the amount of lost wages, and lost Social Security benefits is about
$144,000. Wow.
And that was actually a MetLife study of caregiving costs to working caregivers that was published in 2011.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. How about the future plans for the portal? What does the future for the portal look like to you?
Well, you know, we want to continue to evolve it. We want to, you know, certainly, hopefully, the forum continues to grow, the online discussion. You know, but certainly for us, we want to continue to beef it up with, you know, fantastic articles, you know, that are really provide resources and information out to folks. We want to have a resource section specifically designed, you know, nonprofit organizations where folks and individuals who might not be aware that there are community resources available. And if I could, I would really like to recommend to your listenership, there's a fantastic book. It's called Men as Caregivers.
Okay.
And it was written by a lady by the name of Betty Kramer and Edward Thompson Jr.
Okay.
So Men as Caregivers. I would encourage people to check it out. It's very a very interesting read.
And Leanne, for our listeners out there, I would love for you to let everybody know again what the websites are for both Homewatch Caregivers and for the male caregiver community that you've created online.
Certainly, the male caregiver community is malecaregivercommunity.com, but you can also go to our primary website, which is homewatchcaregivers.com, and that has a link to our male caregiver community, as well as a lot of other information and education for individuals out there looking for maybe some assistance in caring for their loved one.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections. Today, Leanne Reynolds and I discussed the male caregiving community on WCHL. And as always, you may email your caregiving questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thanks so much, Leanne.
Thank you.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Homewatch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360WCHL.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.